This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. All right, 2 days, right? Got two more days before it's turkey coma time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I mean, how many of you raise your hand? Because I got one of those cameras I can see out into the audience. So, how many of you eat turkey? Like, you know, like turkey is the thing. And, yeah, I can see you feel like I do. And how many of you, like, have other stuff? Like, you know, family favorites, lasagna, that kind of stuff. Because you're, because we're a big melting pot in this country, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. So we're a big melting pot in this country. We bring all kinds of things to the table. We are not shunning other cultures. Not that we don't want you here because you're not pasty white and you'll only eat turkey and mashed potatoes. That's not what we're looking for. Seriously. I get a kick out of it because in what's happening down at our borders, we're hearing about how, you know, we only want our own kind. I'm trying to figure out what our own kind is. You mean the kind with, like, two eyeballs, two arms, two legs, a mouth, a heartbeat, two, you know, a liver and two kidneys? That kind of our own kind? I love it. I get the biggest kick out of the loons and how they're driving themselves nuts. Really. All right, so Mia Love is lost in Utah. And she was up, and then she was down, and she's up again. Now, they're blaming Trump for her loss because he mocked her. And I want to know, I'm curious if we'll see any outcry from the left because a black woman lost. And I mean, it has to be racist, right? There's no way around it. Come on, be honest about it. Because she is a black woman. But you won't hear anything. You won't hear a word. So incumbent Republican Utah Rep. Mia Love, whom President Trump derided a post on Election Day news coverage, has been narrowly defeated by Democrat Ben McAdams. Final results posted Tuesday showed McAdams defeated the two-term Love with fewer than 700 votes in a deep red state. Barely more than the tally that would have triggered a recount. Now look, I think I've told you guys, as time has gone on, and looking over the election, and looking at who lost and who won for Republicans, in most cases, I got to tell you something. It looks like weak spined Republicans lost, period. It looks like people that wouldn't stand up for their principles, people that wouldn't step out and speak up. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to say, I love Donald Trump. But if you believe in the immigration policies, you need to open your mouth and say so. And you don't have to start every sentence with, well, I know the president feels this way. I don't always agree with the president. I wish he'd stop tweeting the way he tweets. And I wish he... Don't do that. If you're on a campaign trail, if you're trying to get elected, if you think you know what the American people... Then just spew it out and say it. We need stronger immigration laws. Right? We need eco reform. We need immigration reform. Though his timing was terrible with the fires in California, he was 100% right on. He just should have waited a few more days. It's the eco-freaks that run this state that won't allow any kind of forestation to be done. That's why we have 79 people dead, maybe more now. We have 700 missing, thousands of homes gone. Why is that? You think it's because of global warming? Or global cooling, climate change, something or other? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to deal again. Pastor David Hague's going to join me after the break. I am so tired of you people posting up on that, and I haven't gone there much over the last few days. Posting all over Facebook how Christians should open their arms up to the borders. Let them come in, no matter who they are, what they are. Give them a hug, give a kiss while they're stabbing you in the back. No, really, I mean, you've got reporters for other companies other than Fox embedded in that group of people coming up. And they're telling you they have gang members in there. They know they have gang members in there. And then today you had again, from the 9th District Court. That's 11. These guys, I don't know. Maybe they allow weed in the chambers of the justices there. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Because some of the stuff they come up with is just amazing to me. I want you to think about what's happened to this country, where we've come to now. Think about this. The ACLU is fighting for the rights of people to break the law to get here. Come on, let that bounce between the space between your ears. The ACLU, right? They are fighting for the rights of non-American citizens to break the law to come into this country. Yeah, I know. Doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Then you've got another judge out of the 9th Circuit Court that decides the president doesn't have a right to change or temporarily suspend immigration law, which is incorrect because the Supreme Court has already ruled he does temporarily have a right to temporarily change it. Not the first time. And they know how to play the game. These people know how to make it work because you go to the 9th Circuit Court, you put it there. Now the president's going to try to get it in front of the Supreme Court quickly so that he can stop the influx. Another one of the judges of the 9th Circuit Court ordered that the Iraqi detainees that we're holding be released before Christmas. The only ones that we're holding are ones that are guilty of actually committing crimes here on American soil. But we got to let them go because they need to see family. Because I'm sure most Iraqis celebrate Christmas. So I'm seeing your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Pastor David Hague joins me.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, we're going to light up your world, all right. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We have a live chat room on the website at TheRealSide.com. We also have one on Facebook. I guess it's a live feed. You can go there if you want to talk to people, mostly like-minded people. But, you know, it's a great place to get in a conversation and see how they come at these issues with, because even though we might arrive at the same place, we may not get there on the same road. So you'd be surprised at some of the thoughts and ideas that they have. 2 days. 2 days to turkey coma day. That's what I call it. Because most of us eat so much, we pass out on the couch, and it's pretty much done at that point in time. Pastor David Haig joins me. I always enjoy having him on the show for many perspectives. We're going to talk about the border wall and Thanksgiving and the upcoming Christmas season, not the holiday season for me. Anyway, Pastor Haig, thanks for... Yeah, you know how that goes with me, right? Thanks for being with me.
You know what, Joe? It's fun, it's informative, and it's always an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. So let's talk about those. Let's start off by talking about those nasty Christians, including myself, who just don't want to open up the borders and throw our arms wide open and just invite everybody over. You know, because our Lord and Savior and His family were a bunch of refugees and homeless people. And I'm doing this because I've read all these things on Facebook, and I'm going, look, I've got the scripture to back it up, but you're not going to believe me. Let's talk to a man of God who teaches this stuff, who lives it and understands it. And it's not being heartless. We are to live by the laws of the land, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been overseas a lot in Israel times, and I've flown back into the beautiful UAE, and I've landed at LAX, I don't know, 50 times or more. And you know what happens when I come back from Europe or Africa or Asia or any place? They don't just let me come in. They make me go through a little booth where they check my passport. They want to make sure they know who I am, that I'm supposed to be here. And, you know, because I have global entry, I can go and take my thumbprint. And so if a plane load of people from some country lands at LAX, they don't just let them in. And quite frankly, we're all in favor of that.
Yep.
And I think we need to understand that the one of the first responsibilities of any government is to protect its citizenry. And you protect the citizen by making sure that anybody who gets in has the proper papers, that we know who they are, that they're not here to do with ill intent. And we have a very well-oiled immigration system where someone can come in. They can come in on an alien visa. They can come in on a work permit. They need a passport. They need to just make sure our government is protecting us against those who would come in for the wrong reasons. And so this is what's happening down at the border. I happen to have some really, really good friends down in McAllen, which is one of the entry points, and also down in the California border, which is another entry point. And what we're seeing right now is just a huge picture of what's been there for a long time. As people are trying to get into the United States, not through the proper channels, there are ways to get in. And I would just say that if Joseph and Mary and Jesus were trying to get in, and they wanted to get in, you know, in alignment with the laws of the land, they could get in. It's just the protection aspect that we have to respect our government and ourselves enough to say, you don't get to come into a house if we don't know who you are, and if you don't have a right to be here, you can get into our house, but first you have to ring the doorbell, we have to vet you, and then we can invite you in as a guest. But until that happens, you're going to stay outside of our house because we don't know what you might do to us and our kids.
You know, we've got the pastors and priests and others, you're writing weekly articles about the fact that we're not being Christ-like. And I'm not trying to back you into a corner. I want to hear some of your thoughts on this because not that we have to throw them out. This is not what I'm talking about. It's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying you don't belong here, so you need to leave. That's not what I mean at all. But again, coming back to, they are being treated fairly. They are being taken care of. But you don't get, just because you're pulling on my heartstrings, you don't get the right to come in to the country, to break the law and come into the country. It's not unchristian-like to believe that, is it?
I think here's what bothers me the most, is that he wants us to be more Christ-like when they have no clue of what Christ is really like. you know, they use the Bible against us, but they don't even believe the Bible. They don't believe that it is God's word, that is handed down by the Spirit of God to human authors who were superintended by the Spirit so that what was written was actually God's very word. I just got done preaching through John 6, and John 6 starts with Jesus feeding 5,000 men plus women and children with a little boy's lunch. And guess what? Everybody wanted to follow him around. They all wanted another free lunch the next day. And he gets into a dialogue with them outside the synagogue in Capernaum on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. And they are asking him all this stuff. And he's saying, look, unless you're drawn by the Father to me, you can't even come to me. And they go, what? And previously he told Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. And in John 14, he's going to say, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. So this idea that anybody who comes to Jesus, no matter what, whether they come in faith or whether they come to crucify him, gets accepted. Jesus said, no, you have to believe who I am, and you have to entrust your life to me. You have to actually take me in spiritually, and I have to become the primary identifier of your life, or you're not part of what I'm doing. So the idea about Jesus just welcomes everybody, man alive. He welcomes those who come, submit their lives to him, to his commands. Jesus said in John, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? So it's not that you can say Jesus accepts everybody no matter how they act, no matter what their ethics are. No, you have to submit yourself to his ethic. So we're the same way as Americans. You submit yourself, if you're a foreigner, you submit yourself to our laws, to our procedures, and we'll let you in. We're not keeping you out if you're going to come in the right way.
You know what? Maybe I'm confused and not well educated, but I'm hearing that heaven, that God has rules and borders. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Pastor David Hagel will still be with us, I hope, on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump reportedly tried to order the Justice Department to take aim at two of his political rivals, calling for the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and fired FBI Director James Comey. Reporter Maggie Haberman with the New York Times.
He made clear to the White House counsel's office he wanted this done. Don McGahn, then the White House counsel, made clear that there were a range of negative outcomes that could face him if he went ahead with that, including, but not necessarily limited to, impeachment.
The president said his homework in the Russia probe is finished.
The written answers to the witch hunt that's been going on forever. No collusion, no nothing. Finished them yesterday. The lawyers have them.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the written answers have been turned over to Robert Mueller's team. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Hey there.
Decades. Sheldon Steen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. I really do. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. You're making conversation, asking me questions, sending me emails, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Go ahead and head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. If you give me your email address, we only send one out once a week. It's not like I inundate you with stuff every day. If you want to know on the show what's coming up on the show and you want a different way to find out about the show, we're just starting to play around with texting. You want to text TRS to 3131. I can't make it any easier except if I show up at your house. TRS at 313131. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring him on. I've got Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time. He is a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. Also, he is the author of HaigThought.com. A lot of good stuff on that site. You need to go check it out from time to time. Pastor David, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Always a fun time to talk with you.
Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving, you know, and we'll talk a little bit about what our founding fathers had to say about it, George Washington and others, because, you know, we're told that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God, which can't be further from the truth. But think about Thanksgiving and really the way it's come across in this country, or the way it's grown, we'll say, in this country. What's really funny was at one point in time, Thanksgiving and Christmas were kind of poo-pooed in this country. They were afraid they were taking too much glory away from God. But really, for us as Christians, we need to be thankful, not just for with the government and that we live in a free, well, pseudo-free society, but what God's allowed us to do, what he's, the doors that he's opened up for us. I think we have forgotten this. I know I'm going all over the place, but I'm driving myself nuts because we don't get together as family anymore. When we don't get to as family, we don't honor God, and then we wonder why we're in the shape we're in.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're so interested in critiquing that really the thankful heart has become almost so rare in America. I mean, I look out over the last political season, and I look at, you know, my neighbors, my friends, even the folks at our church, we are so easily driven to criticism. In the national pastime now is finding out something that's wrong. You know, the stoplights aren't timed just right. You know, you're standing in line at Starbucks, suddenly the Wi-Fi goes out, and everybody, what's the matter? How come on? Yeah, get all low. What's going on? And I just want to go up to him and say, you're holding a computer in your hand. You could text somebody in Portugal now. You understand how far technology has brought us, but we're never satisfied. We are a selfish, consumer-driven people that's filled with entitlement. And then once a year, we sit down with our families, hopefully, or watch football, and it never occurs to us that, man, we have been given so much. Everywhere we look, you know, God continues to keep our hearts beating. We draw breath. We wake up every morning. Another day this side us. We live in a country that, for all of its brokenness, still is the best place in the world, really, to get an education. We were in Newport the other day, an Italian restaurant, and the Italian waiter that we had come over from Italy when his kids were elementary school so that they could get a good education. He said, in Italy, they don't teach them anything. Here, we brought our kids. They went to college. So there's so much to be thankful for. But here's the big problem, if I might continue.
Please.
We are now more concerned about being thankful for what we're given than thankful for the one who gets it. You know, even as a family, we'll sit around the table and we'll go around with our kids. What are you thankful for? And what I'm trying to impress upon them is it's okay to be thankful for the gifts God has given us, but would you be thankful for Him? That He alone is the sovereign, all-powerful, all-loving, perfect creator and sustainer of all things. And He is good. You know, when David wrote Psalm 100, one of the things he said, you know, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His praise, enter His courts with praise, give thanks to Him and bless His name. Why? Because the Lord is good. And when he wrote that, he was in the middle of a polytheistic world where people were afraid of the gods. The gods are angry. We're just trying to keep them off our backs. And David comes out and says, yes, but the only one true living God, you know what? He is good. And his attributes have attributes. So his goodness is infinite. His love has no lapses. There's no breaks in his love. When he loves you completely, unconditionally, and eternally. And we've gotten so far away in America from really understanding the Almighty God and giving our lives to Him because it's our very best option. And that's why we're not thankful for anything else. Because if you're not thankful for the one who gives it all, you're never going to be satisfied with what He gives.
You know, Washington, George Washington's proclamation was, it was formally declared on November 26th to be devoted by the people of these states to the service, I knew it was going to go off my screen, right? To the service of that great and glorious being who is the benefactor, author of all good that was, that is, and that will be. And, you know, people want to say that these guys didn't want anything to do with God, but to your point that you kind of, people need to understand, we tend to worship the creation or the creations more than the Creator. You know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're out there saving trees, right? I mean, we're out there looking for clean water, and we're aborting babies by the thousands. It's just amazing to me.
Well, we're a selfish people. I mean, we've made our... Somebody has said, somebody smarter than me said, God made man in His own image, and now we're returning the favor. We have created a God that now works for us. And when He does what we want, we like Him. When He doesn't do what we want, well, we make up another sort of God. And that, you know, people at the border have made up a Jesus that has no rules, no standards, no ethics. And we have people all over across America. I love America. And I love Americans. And that's why I'm so sad that they're being so deceived into thinking that they make their own future, that they control their own destiny, that somehow truth begins within us instead of coming to us from outside. Fact of the matter is, God does exist. He has revealed Himself in a way that we can understand, and therefore we are accountable to what He says. And I, you know, Joe, you and I are on the same page in so many areas, but this is the most important one. We both believe that following Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord is our very best option, and we've taken it.
Agreed. Yeah, no question. No question about it. So you know, what we've gotten away from in this country big time, and I'm not trying to beat this to death, but you're one guy I can easily talk about this with. You know, going all the way back to Washington and Jefferson, and it doesn't matter where you are with our founding fathers, what they might have believed or didn't believe, every one of them pushed for days of thanksgiving and prayer to the Almighty. Taking a day, right? I mean, some of these guys did it in their state. They issued proclamations in their state. They said, look, we need to take a day to thank God for what he's done for us, to give him thanks for the things that we have. Can you imagine any governor today saying, we're going to take a day, right, of thanksgiving and prayer to the Almighty God, and you'd probably hear a gunshot or somebody would lock him up, pick him up to stage, somebody would start screaming. Can you imagine that today? How far have we gone into the hole?
Well, and you know, I think it's clear to me and to you that we are not we're not a better ethical nation, a better moral nation than we were 100 years ago or 200 years ago. And we have more broken families. We have more fatherless children. You know, we're stopping beating hearts to the tune of millions a year. We have diseases that we've never knew about before. We have more mass shootings. We're a very divided nation. There's more racial tension than ever. There's the haves and the have-nots more than ever. There's not a real sense of camaraderie, except at the time of the Olympics when we both all cheer for the same team. Are we better off? Are we really? We might be better off economically, at least some. But morally, we've lost our moral foundation. We've lost our ethical system. We are a people of an entitlement ethic. We think we're the center of the universe. And quite frankly, that's the majority opinion, so it only makes sense that those who are running for office are going to play to the most, you know, the majority opinion. And they're not going to take stands, and they're going to go with the flow in order to become, you know, elected and get into power. And so, you know, I still believe that God works wonderful things through his people at the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. I think the greatest call I would go out to is that those who truly know Jesus Christ, they need to live like it.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I want to talk about family and how family, and I know it's only one segment, but how we've gotten away from that weekly gathering, being with family, being with people who love you to help ground you. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Pastor Hagel will be with me after the break as well.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations.
by hand. Before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. That's right. In the middle of winter, we're playing beach songs. That's, you know, just to warm you up a little bit. I'm waiting for Annette Funicello to come walking into the studio with that song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Pastor David Hague joins me, author of HagueThought.com, also a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. You know, we put his information up on the site, so if you're ever in L.A., you're visiting Los Angeles, you should visit his church. You should, and give us a call. Let us know you're in town. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pastor Hague, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I love it, too.
You know, this is going to sound really old-fashioned and all that other fun stuff, and I really don't care. You know my attitude is, but, you know, I feel that we've lost family in this country. We've gotten away from the family, the traditional family, and I'm not just talking mother and father or male and female. I'm talking about that family that gets together on a regular basis and not just holidays. You know, the family that comes together to talk about, you know, what they've been through, to support each other, to help each other through issues. We have so many fatherless hometowns. You know, in the inner city, about 72% of homes are single parent. And please, people. I'm not disparaging a single mom trying to make ends meet or trying to take care of her kids. This is not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about how much family has changed. You see what's going on in society. It's right in your face, and yet you refuse to acknowledge it. That's what scares me. We're looking right at it, and you refuse to acknowledge it. But again, the love of the family. Every week I used to go with my grandmother or my aunt's house. There was probably 20 or 30 of us here. There, we found places to eat when it was food time. You know, maybe set up a table in the garage if we had to. But we had family. We were together. It's gone. They don't do that anymore. That's so yesterday. Besides, I could Facebook you,
you know,
or FaceTime you or something.
Yeah. Sociology used to teach us that the core of a good society was the family. The family was the building block of good society. It's where you first learn discipline. It's where you first learn respect for authority. It's where you first learn that everyone has a role to play. It's where you first learn that as a child, you are submitted, and then you grow, and pretty soon when you are mature, you are given a certain amount of authority. All of those absolutely essential practical ethical lessons are found in the family. But what happens? Well, the key to the family is marriage. So, I mean, it's been demonstrated time and time again that where there's a strong marriage, you have a better chance of having a strong family. So when marriage is undermined, and it has been, marriage has been undermined here in the United States for a long time. How? By the breakdown of the moral sexual ethic, that sexuality followed marriage. When sexuality precedes marriage, then what you have is you have an entitlement idea that I'm a person, I have a sex drive, I'm not going to be faithful until marriage. There's nothing special about marriage if I can have all the benefits of sexually of marriage before or outside of marriage. So you break down marriage by losing a moral sexual ethic in a nation. We lost that. We lost that years ago. We're now seeing more and more people are not getting married. Those who are getting married are not ready to stay married. The first little hiccup that comes, they start saying, oh, you know what, we fell out of love. I never should have married her or him. They aren't committed to marriage. They break up, then you've got single-parent families. And I agree with you. There are wonderful single-parent families, but they are laboring with a tremendous deficit.
Right.
Because we all know that where a mom and a dad stay together, the family is going to have a much better chance of being successful. But what's interesting to me on the other side of that is that some of the telephone shows on TV now, Blue Bloods, for instance, it always ends up with the whole family around the table.
Yep.
Guess what? They thank the Lord for the food, and their core is about family. You look at Madam Secretary, it's about a woman who's Secretary of State, which is great, but her husband and their three kids, there's always a family segment in it, that even though they're running this, you know, affairs of state, man, they still have problems at home that they're working out as a married couple. That's what we need to get back to. And, you know, I'm thankful that Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and some of these holidays are still, for the most part, family-oriented. Where I live out here in California, wherever I go, even at the gym this morning where I don't have any believers that are there, I just say, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And they say, oh, we're getting together with my parents or with our mother-in-law or whatever. My son's flying in from St. Louis. So it's still there. There's something about family that we all intrinsically desire.
You know, and isn't it interesting and funny that God is all about family?
Absolutely.
They can't pull it together.
We are the family of God. Yeah. He's kind of the one who created it, right?
Yeah.
When he brought Adam and Eve together, and then they had family all through and the whole picture in the Bible is that we become the children of God. We are a family. And that family imagery is throughout the New Testament.
I find this interesting, and I'm not asking you to talk ill of one side or the other as we speak about politics, but it's interesting how there's a group of people that consistently pushes against what's referred to as traditional values, you know, traditional marriage, traditional roles, if you would. And I have no problem with, look, if you're in a marriage where your wife is a heck of a lot smarter than you and she can go out and work and make more money, God bless her, go for it. I'll stay home and take care of things. I don't have a problem with that part of it. But we've got to the point where there are no norms. There's no norms and no expectations. And the family is whatever it ends up being. And right and wrong or conversations or activities, there is no right and wrong or acceptable or unacceptable. It's just whatever you decide they are for the moment. And I think that's hurting us. I think it's hurt us big time. Again, not understanding what family truly is all about and what our roles are as fathers, mothers, and what have you, aunts, uncles. We're all supposed to help each other out, are we not?
Yeah, I think what I understand is that mores and traditions and moral standards, laws, statutes, all those things, they exist in order to keep us from following our natural desires, which are actually going to hurt us. You know, talk about sexuality. We all have this natural desire as young boys. We grow up into our teens. We have a desire to be sexually active. And we know, everyone knows that a 16 or 17-year-old who is sexually active is actually heading down a path that's going to bring more heartache and tragedy than success and fulfillment. And so that the tradition of, look, you don't have sex before you get married, kept us from going down that path. Well, that's been taken out of the way. And you've got traditions, you have morals, you have, the way things ought to be, and that keeps us from going down the path of our prurient interests. Well, all of those being taken away, we look around and we say, are we better than we used to be? Are more families together? Are more children being parented? Are there less people in the foster care system? No, here in L.A., there are thousands and thousands of kids in the foster care system as a result of the breakdown of marriages, the breakdown of the family. And so now you just look around and you say, we've got all these quote-unquote freedoms. We've got everything the way we think we want it, and we're much worse off. In the Bible, the Jews wanted a king. And God said, no, I'm your king. And they kept pounding for a king. And the text says, he gave them their desires, the desires of their hearts, and sent leanness to their bones. In other words, sometimes when we get what we want, it's worse for us. And that's what we're seeing in our society. We just need to get back, not just to traditional values, but to the God of morality, the God of truth, the God of the Bible. That's where our safest position will be found.
That's my favorite story that I love telling people about. God said, you got me. I'll lead you. I'm your king. I'll take care of you. And they went, no. We can do better down here.
Yeah.
Are you serious? And to your point a minute ago, back to the family thing, there's books upon books written now where Facebook, and the more time you spend on social media, the more depressed you get. The more time you spend on your iPhone or iPad or what have you, the more it plays head games in the brain. And we're spending, if people spend a tenth of the time with God that they spend on these iPads, my God, can you imagine what society would be like?
Or even if they just spend it serving somebody else, going to a soup kitchen,
amen,
helping your neighbor mow his lawn, help the widow next door with her plumbing. If we would invest in people rather than self, social media is all about self.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, you got about 40 seconds. What's your Thanksgiving message to the 22 listeners I have?
Well, I'm preaching from Colossians chapter 3, which tends to verses 12 and following. It says basically, if you're actually maturing in Christ, you're going to have a thankful heart. Because to be aligned with Christ is to understand that all the blessings we get are not dependent on our circumstance. But even in adversity, we have a Savior. We have the opportunity to be joyful. And if I might, I got a new book out. It's at Amazon. It's called When My Heart Is Faint. When My Heart Is Faint, taken from Psalm 67. And it's really, the byline is, gospel help when life goes awry. And it's good for anybody that's going through adversity. It's also good for anybody out there who really wants to know, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hey,
I break it down very simply, very biblically.
We'll bring you back on to talk about the book. We'll put it up on our email blast. I always love the support and help. Hey, God bless. Have a great time with your family on Thanksgiving, Pastor.
Thanks, man. Always appreciate you, Joe. Go get him.
Thank you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Julio Rivera, the conservative Rican, joins us in the next hour, but I'm not telling you when. You got to come back. We'll be back in a few.